PFT Media.
The Devils in the Details 2018 edition. Pedro Lima, Dan Perella, super producer Chris Crespo, joining us in studio for the very last time in Florida.
Yes.
Ryan number one.
Start forming the line, ladies.
Three more years.
We made the year one. We made it. Can't say that about the rest of the White House staff, but we made it.
Yes. The dominoes are starting to fall all over the place. There's a couple of checkers pieces. There's Lego pieces all over the place.
I'm liking the cat fight between Bannon and Trump
I like how...
That came out of nowhere, didn't it?
Did it do it?
No, it's been building.
Has it been building for a minute?
Yeah, well, since...
Since Bannon was ousted.
Yeah.
Went back to Breitbart, he knew he was going to start. Actually, the day he went back to Breitbart, they started attacking the White House again.
Well, he said he was going to keep the fighting for the Trump, you know, agenda or whatever.
Right.
Trumpism. But he's trying to separate Trump from Trumpism, which is now the question is that possible?
God, this is, that's so
is, or is it unique to
post-modern.
His weird reality star charisma thing he's got going on?
I like how he just going.
Yeah,
he just thing and just they give him a new phone for New Year's. And he's go, here, have knock yourself out, sir. let's go after North Korea. And I'll tell you what, we never had a problem with North Korea. Never.
We've had problems with North Korea.
Have we?
We've had problems with North Korea.
When did we have problems with North Korea?
I think there was a war at one
point. How long?
I was waiting for that.
Hold on. No, wait. No, this is good.
My grandpa might have thought we had a problem, maybe.
With North Korea?
Part of the Korean War. Yeah. He was in the Navy.
He was using MASH?
Hold on. No, I never saw MASH.
Okay.
Oh, there you go. Hold on. How long are
Start
we going to be
movie.
Holding... Please. How long are we going to be holding this beef with North Korea?
Until they're just Korea at this point. I think that's the goal here.
And the Korea that we want.
Yeah.
If obviously you know what
Why
I mean.
Do we need... That's the thing. Why do we have to mold it to a country that we want? Isn't it the failed mission that we tried with Iraq? And all we did is just bring a statue down.
But it worked with Japan.
Once we see
No, what we did in Japan... What we did. I didn't do shit. What they did in Japan is that they hit the old reset button.
Yeah.
Right? And they just... They just did shadow figures in the wall.
Yeah, I mean, then they also dumped billions and billions of dollars into Japan. And, you know, helped their infrastructure.
That's an apology.
Like that. It's...
Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
But even during the Obama administration, North Korea was firing some missiles around the South Korean border and everything, just kind of playing, you know, playing to their strengths and everything.
When did it start?
That was Kim Jong the ill, right?
Yes, that was the ill.
Okay, so when did it start getting that United States is like, yo, because I don't remember this with Clinton or Bush or anything like that.
You didn't get it with Clinton because, for the most part, you were in the Kim Il-sung, Kim Jong-il period.
Okay.
And Song was very, I just want to be a dictator, leave me alone type of thing.
I missed those days.
Yeah.
We all have those days.
Yeah.
I just want
to
be a
and
dictator,
then Il was,
leave me alone.
Il was a little bit more mouthy, you know, but not to the point where he realized the strength of his country.
Be illin.
Un's got the Trump mentality. That's the problem.
But he had Dennis.
I'm the greatest in the world.
They both have Dennis Rodman.
Yes. Why can't they just share him?
Yeah, they
Only
do
Kim
share
Kim Jong-il had Twitter.
Yeah. Oh. Who knows? Yeah, who knows? So, I mean, that's just it. It's a different regime now, so it's a little bit more active.
What is it that we want for North Korea? What is it? We just want them to...
We want the Song family gone from their politics.
Okay.
ideally, of course, since we're still in this Cold War mentality, we'd like them to be this democratic republic and not the People's Republic. But that's a bit, yeah.
If they could just let their citizens travel,
yes,
that would be a great step.
Well, they just want North Korea to be like South Korea.
There's so many places to they can visit in North Korea. Why would you want to leave that place?
Sure.
They have a theater. I saw it. They got a basketball court. Right. They got museum.
Mm-hmm. The USS Pueblo.
What is that? They got the...
It's a captured American spy ship.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. You can tour cool. that.
They got that hotel, the Hotel Doom.
Right.
Hotel Doom?
Yeah, the Hotel of Doom.
Oh, what is that?
It's a gigantic megastructure hotel in Pyongyang.
Dr. Doom is it there?
That they've been making it for years. And
they
it's,
have
it's,
Marvel
it's their,
villains in that?
It's their eyesore and I-4.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
but,
a great...
But it's gigantic and
I don't
amazing
wish
looking.
That on great any analogy. Country.
Yeah, I know.
It looks wild.
I don't it's wish this. That on any country. What's that the store in I-4 was supposed to be?
I have no idea.
It's a building for the Super Channel people. You know, one of those Christian networks.
Oh, that's what it was supposed to be?
Mm-hmm. It still is. I mean, the signage that's outside that looks like clean. It's right by my parents' house, so I drive by the building all the time. The sign looks like new, and there's plenty of, like, no trespassing. And every now and then, you'll see, like, equipment gets moved around over there. Not necessarily anything happening. It's like, oh, that bundle of stuff was, like, over there before. Now it's
that
over here.
That dude is working, like, 40 going overtime.
It's one guy.
He just waits for the profit sharing and then just invests. Like, I can move this to the second floor, and budget's gone.
Yeah. I like it because anytime my wife complains about how long it takes me to get stuff done around the house.
Oh, you bring that
point
up?
To that, yeah. Hey.
When did they start? In the 90s?
Oh, my God.
Because it was here when I moved here in 2000.
Yeah, it's got to be.
That's unbelievable.
It's got to be close to two decades now.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, I would say I remember that at some time in the 90s. Yeah, because it looks like a vent.
It does.
It does. Yeah. It looks like a giant.
Like on top of a building.
Yeah.
You've turned into building talk. I'm your host, Pedro Lima. My name's Peter. We're going to be talking about the infrastructure of SOAR 94.
Of unfinished hotels and Super Channel buildings.
Mm-hmm. Crespo brought in the Doom Hotel. I brought in the SOAR 94.
Right.
Daniel, what infrastructure would you like to bring into this conversation? I'd like to renovate the USS Pueblo.
Oh, yeah. There we
yeah,
go.
That's right. That's right. Ryan did bring up the USS mm-hmm. Pueblo, which yeah. I had no idea what the Koreans captured. How stupid of a spy ship are you that you get captured? Yeah. You were not that good. It's been painted haze gray for too long. I'm going to change up the color routine.
Yeah, they should have painted like little goldfishes and shit like that. Like, make it childish. So this is the Christmas break episode. We really did not plan any historical anything. So we're just going to talk about things that we did over the break.
Right.
One of the things that I did, and I did go see Star Wars, The Last Jedi, a.k.a. the last Star Wars movie that I'll probably see.
But
did you watch,
so
did you
many
watch
of
it?
Them.
I did the other day with my son.
Did you enjoy it?
Ish.
Okay.
Did your son enjoy it?
Ish.
Hmm. Yeah, my kids.
How old's your son? 44?
44? 11.
Okay.
My kid's 14, and she saw it, and she was like, I don't. What they went too long. Here's the thing.
It's no Rogue One.
Oh, God, yeah.
No, Rogue One was dope.
Rogue One was the movie that I've been waiting to see since Empire.
Yes.
True. Yeah.
Rogue One was great. Mm-hmm. Even the Force Awakens, I liked a lot.
Okay.
Okay.
Entitled to your
opinion. Here's where I lost when I lost. I started losing. I was like, huh? Let's start with the opening scene.
The movie's been out for a minute and it's made a ton of money. Are we doing spoilers here? Just want to let people know who are listening.
Yeah, yeah. We're gonna spoil the shit out of this.
Yeah,
movie,
we're gonna.
And I'm saving. As a matter of fact, the money that we're saving you, feel free to donate it. Rican Gorilla and PayPal. You can send $11.50. That's pretty much the price of a movie ticket now.
Yeah.
But if you listen to this podcast from the time of 9 a.m. To 4 p.m., you can just send me $10. Right?
It's not much of a matinee discount.
But that's the matinee
it's
discount.
A hell of a savings. Yeah.
Depends on the theater you're going to.
What theater are you going to?
A variety of theaters, depending on the movie, et cetera, et cetera.
Are you...
Fashion Square Movie Theater, first showing of the day. It's early. It's like 10:30 in the morning, but it's only like $5.
Shut up. Yeah. For real?
It's also a terrible theater. And
I was about to say, Fashion Square is also next to the Thunderdome, for those of you who don't know. Yes.
Have you been to Artisan? Artesian?
Yes, yes, they have incredibly
great
cheap
seats.
Amazing, that's an amazing theater. It's beautiful, but it's another theater where you do have to get past the Tusken Raiders in order to see the screening. But yeah, that's just where they have, I think maybe a certain day or a certain time, like $6 tickets.
That's very
Yeah, but they have electrically reclining seats.
They were on that renovated theater.
Oh, very nice.
Years before
Winter Park has that.
Oh, do they?
The Point has that one as well.
Yeah, but they just got that. The Artagon one had it for years.
One I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Instead of investing in the stores inside that mall.
Yeah, might as well invest in the theater because that's what people go for.
Well, the reason why the theater's still around and everything else ain't.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, that's crazy. Speaking of malls, before we go into Star Wars bashing.
Right.
Fashion Square is dying.
They went into foreclosure.
Yeah. And I know the worst sign is when there's not a GameStop in a mall.
Yeah.
Because that's typically like that store would be somewhat busy.
GameStop is starting to get hit, though. What? It's starting to lose traction, GameStop.
GameStop, yeah, because everything's going digital.
Right.
And Amazon now has a trade-in policy, which is better.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
And GameStop has notoriously been terrible.
Exactly. So, yeah, Amazon's going to kill them probably in another 2-3 years.
Along with everything else.
Yep.
Still doing well on pop figures, though.
I'm okay. For some reason, I'm okay with this evil empire. Like, the Amazon evil empire, I'm not against it as much as I am, like, the Walmart empire. And I don't know why. But I'm okay with Amazon's evil empire.
I think the customer
empire,
service in Amazon is fantastic.
I do, yeah.
I'll tell you this, but I'm not giving them keys to my house. That.
Oh, that thing.
Sorry, Monkey. I apologize. I'm losing
it. Winter break, man.
I can't comment. I might be working for Amazon in the near future.
Oh, okay.
We can be all your comments about
you
Amazon.
You want to talk about Alibaba for a little bit? Buy 7 pallets of Walkmans. No, the Amazon customer service is great. Hey, I got the wrong package. I just send back.
Yep.
Walmart is like, you got a receipt. It's like, it's not even open, B. It's right here. It's like, well, show me a bank statement or something. What?
If your package is a week late, yeah, I like Amazon. My package is a week late. They gave me the refund. The package showed up. I could still keep it. They're cool with that.
Yeah.
They know you're going to come back.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're fine.
That's what they want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I saw Star Wars. So the opening.
Speaking of evil empires,
yeah, this is the part that I lost it. It was the this is when I'm like, what's going on?
Okay,
the starfighter guy,
Admiral Hux, or Poe Dameron? Poe Dameron. Yeah,
that dude decides to do the sprint bit.
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
Right. Yeah.
And yeah, I was like, what's
really
going, what's going on? And then the Empire's right there. That's the number one guy. Are we doing Bugs Bunny?
Exactly.
Are we doing like, oh, I got you. I'm not going to kill. Like every superhero movie, I got him. We need to kill him, but I'm not going to kill him right now. I'm going to do a speech.
The first time.
Got a monologue first.
The first time was funny. Like when he first did it, kind of like, what? But then they kept going with the joke for another like 3 or 4 minutes, and I'm like, really? This is a group of people that are okay with just blowing up 4 planets.
Yeah. And that joke is going to be culturally relevant for 15 minutes, too,
right?
By the
way, now we got Asians. Through the whole movie, the only Asian that we had was on Return of the Jedi. That was the pilot for
the catfish.
The catfish?
He's like half catfish.
Oh my god, not even a human. And you're gonna credit the Asians. You're gonna give that character to the
that
Asians.
That character, not
that is so bad.
Not Akbar. You know who I'm talking about?
Nui Numbu or something like that. Yeah.
The Lando's co-pilot.
Nine Num.
He's still an alien creature.
It's the closest thing we had to an Asian.
Yeah, his name is Nine Num.
Nine Num? Yeah.
It's even an Asian sounding name.
Yeah. See? Alright, good.
There was a female Nine Num in that. Which, by the way, did you see it?
No.
Like, yeah, she had hair.
I'm not going to watch the movie again. So I believe you.
Yeah.
So we got Asians.
So we got Asians in there.
We had Asians in Rogue One. They were starting to show up.
Oh, yeah, that's Asian right. Men, the samurai guys.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right. Okay.
And that one Tongan dude, yeah.
The one time, the
like, yeah, you had Donnie Yen and his Tongan friend.
Also, the raid guys showed up for a hot minute in The Force Awakens and did none of their cool fighting.
Right,
they got eaten by the monsters, and it was just like a cool cameo.
So we got some Asians now.
Okay, but Asian men. This is the first Asian woman.
Yeah, first Asian woman.
Now we watching a movie. Then all of a sudden, I see Luke is aggressively drinking. Breast milk from a cow?
Green milk?
Yeah that didn't need to be
what's
there.
What's the point of that, Crespo?
It's a callback to the reference of blue milk in A New
Did
Hope.
Did he have to stare down that chick and like, look what I'm doing?
I don't think
Like he had Gatorade.
I think it was another, a comedic choice was what was going on there. Yeah. I'm not saying whether it was one that worked or not. I'm just saying that maybe that was a thought process.
It was weird.
And
that was a very weird moment.
This is the point where I tapped out in the movie, but I had to sit through the whole movie because I was with my kids.
And you paid.
And I paid.
Yeah, you paid.
Oh, you tapped out at the breast milk? Or
no.
Or,
no.
Okay. I thought
no.
You tapped out at Poe Dameron.
No. That, it began there. I was kind of like, huh? Then aggressive milk drinking. I was like, what? This is why I tapped out. Chewbacca made the perfect rotisserie chicken.
I saw you.
That looked
the
delicious.
The perfect rotisserie chicken.
It was
chicken.
Looking right. Good.
Yeah.
Dude, it looked cartoonish. It had I think it even had the little the little covers that you put in a rotisserie chicken.
Right, right.
He had it.
And I was,
came in a Publix bag.
Yeah. And I was like, no. And then he was like, Chewbacca, this giant beast.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, his conscience doesn't want to eat. You already killed it, Chewie. Eat it.
Yeah.
Right.
Chew it, Chewie.
Yeah. Eat it.
Yeah, now it's just a waste. Now you just murdered those things for nothing.
At least we knew who the chef was on the Millennium Falcon. They finally answered that question. Chewie was keeping Han alive.
Yeah.
They were eating well then.
Actually, come to think of it, you never have seen them eat before.
Right.
No,
there's never food around them at all.
Yeah, no, Luke.
That's weird.
What do you mean?
In the original three.
No, Yoda cooked that stew, but that's about it.
No, because when they went to see Luke, it's in...
he eats his candy bar.
Aunt Marae didn't give her... she had a meal.
She had some blue milk for him.
Oh, back to the blue milk. And New Hope, they do sit down.
I'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah.
We're going to go...
What was it? You're going to go, like... Forager?
He's going to get some power converters. Power converters.
Haji
for his T-16. Yeah.
We're ready for the quiz, boys. Put us in that quiz.
There's an opening for Simon Trivia tomorrow.
Saturday,
actually. Saturday.
Yeah.
Let's take it.
I can't work until 11 o'clock. What time is this thing?
3 p.m.
3 p.m. You want to do it?
Yeah, guys. You should totally do it. All right, it's done.
Let me check.
Listen, we gotta. We're married people.
Gotta get permission. Different.
We're not Ryan. We're not just free willing to stay in Florida.
Unemployed for 2 months now.
Right. Can't do wife's birthday. Just remember.
What's the other thing that I hate about Star Wars?
You're talking about Captain Phasma.
That stupid character. That's such a waste of a character.
Yep.
Right.
Because they hyped it up, first female stormtrooper.
Yep, sure.
She had the whole...
Great suit.
The great suit.
It's Brienne of Tarth.
Yeah.
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 You expect big thing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
She took out the Hound.
Nothing.
Two movies in a row. Yeah. A waste of that character. I agree.
Nothing.
By the way, they put a lot of effort into feminizing Star Wars. Like, all the main characters are almost all female.
Yeah.
If you don't count Luke...
It's because all
Kylo Ren.
All the men.
This particular.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Or Snow.
All the men died in the first war.
Han.
That's why.
What's another cool thing?
John Boyega.
Another
if you don't, count the men,
right.
Then this movie is almost strictly women.
That chick. Okay, so.
So Captain Phasma is basically the new Boba Fett.
I take it back.
Star Wars 100%. Franchise.
Yes, they build Boba him up. Fett and is then... such a wasted character.
Yeah.
And yes.
Boba Fett.
Yes.
Boba Fett. They transport Han Solo
to
Jabba the Hutt.
And
he had his own spaceship.
Hey, y'all, my name's Boba Fett.
And he was like, he had a reputation of, when they had that list of, or that recruiting all the bounty hunters and stuff like that. This chick gets beat up by the maintenance department stormtrooper that defected.
Yep, the Dave Lister of Star Wars.
Who just had a horrible injury.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you just...
And came back with the Asian chick that tased him and held them back. Come on, dude.
I'm not saying what they did with her was any good, but you just referenced a bunch of Boba Fett stuff that happened between movies. Transporting Han, gathering all these people. That happened between Empire and Jedi. In Empire, he shows up. Here's Han. Thank you.
Oh, the way he died
in Jedi, Jabba's like, you got my back? Dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, okay.
It's pathetic.
Yeah, no. Okay, but at least I know nothing about the background of Phasma or anything like that.
Correct, yeah.
And I'm sorry, she's dead or presumed? Is this the second time that she's died?
Yeah, it's the old dumb, she plunges down like a chasm and you don't see the body.
Yeah, because I thought she died in the planet.
Yeah, no, when she's it blew not up. Dead.
I thought the general died in the first one, too.
Apparently that planet had a little...
big escape pod.
It had a panic room where everybody just...
the core of the planet.
Were am I off base on that? Or
they all had a bunch of refrigerators.
I don't remember the end of...
I thought the planet blew up.
It did. The Death Star blew up.
She hid in the same refrigerator from Crystal Skull and was able to float to safety.
That fridge gets around.
No radiation. let me see what else. What else annoyed me about that thing? The fight scene. The best fight. It was a cool fight scene because then you had those red ninjas thing
in the in Snoke's like throne room.
Yeah, okay. in the sound room. Lot 17. sound room because it looked like a sound room.
Yeah, that's it very much.
Drew
did.
Said the same thing. It looks like a sound stage.
Yeah, it was kind of like.
I thought it was cool looking, I thought it was cool looking, but Drew had the same complaint that.
Yeah,
he did.
It was. It kind of like threw me off. It's like. They built this whole thing, and I get it. Maybe there's different departments
you went a little black box theater with that one.
Very
high ceilings.
I heard this on another show, but someone did point out that room does have curtains. Why does the room need curtains in outer space? Like, it's not a spaceship, so why?
Can't you fly too close to the sun?
Right? What do you? Yeah, draw the curtains. Yeah.
I need my drapes.
Yes, the drapes.
I don't want anybody to see me inside.
Still. They were pretty cool looking.
Tinted windows don't mean nothing. They know who's inside.
The best thing about Kylo Ren, hands down.
Where's nipples?
Is, okay. The second best thing of Kylo Ren.
See how
Ren.
Long that torso was, man?
He's got some long titties, too.
It doesn't stop. It just keeps going.
He looked like the Bloodsport bad guy. His pecs.
Bolo Young? Yeah.
They're too long.
Yeah. He had the Bloodsport. Oh, yeah, mark that. Pecs.
Bolo Young.
So good.
Okay, so the second
Chong Li
best thing about Tall Jewish Kylo Ren Bolo. Was his mask and the voice. And I feel like this movie said, what do you like? Because we're going to kill it or remove it.
Yeah, they really did. Like, Rian Johnson basically just kind of gave the middle finger to J.J. Abrams' Star Wars, I felt.
It's like, what do you like? Every character you like? What is it that you said? It's like, we're going to kill everything you like, and we're going to keep alive the one actress that actually died.
That's fun.
Yeah.
I thought it was really good.
Well, when she was outer space, floating, pulling herself back to
She went Super Saiyan?
I thought she was CG the whole time.
No, that was okay. Actually Carrie
Fisher.
She filmed
it,
yeah,
right?
She filmed the whole thing, and then...
Oh, damn.
And then died, and they were like, hey, let's keep her alive.
Now, when Laura Dern went lightspeed, that was dope.
That was the best.
That 10 seconds where there's no sound, it's just like the random...
Uh-huh.
That was the best scene.
Yeah, I think that may have been one of my favorite moments in all of Star Wars. Yeah. For me, personally, I thought, I was like, man, I've never seen anything like this before.
That was
it looks gorgeous on a big screen.
It was
screen.
Badass. It looked great. And they made her look so pretty. With the hair and the eyes, she sparkled.
Well, she also got that 20-inch neck, right? All the purple. And you can dress her up very easily.
It just takes one person to do that whole shit.
Best 3 seconds of the film.
I don't know why.
10 seconds.
Why didn't they just do that? Yeah, they should have done that in the beginning.
Yeah.
Just they got the Asians now. Just have them start kamikazing.
Lightspeed kamikazing.
And you thought that was the end of the movie?
Yeah.
No. They find another planet where it conveniently is...
Planet Salt Hoth.
Yeah.
Salt Hoth.
Yeah.
The Red Salt Planet. And they found all the old chips that apparently still work.
Yeah.
Right?
That was great.
That's great.
Good luck. That was lucky on my part.
We covered that.
Did you guys miss the Battle of Hoth? Because we'll have the Battle of Hoth for you.
Hey, kids, I know you guys weren't born and probably don't care about watching a movie from 1980.
We're kind of running out of environments.
Well, yeah, every planet has to be like the desert planet or the forest planet. Well,
and I never understood those transports that they flew. All right, let's drop your dust rods so we can make lots of dust, guys. Let's go.
Yeah. What were those things?
Smoke screen things? I like
alien farming.
It's like when a kid in a bike is just running the stick just to make sounds like, hey, we're here.
What the hell was
it's
that?
It's a fabulous spaceship. Hey, we're here. We're not going to make us disappear.
It's like you're riding a bike with a kickstand down.
I think my spark.
Not a lot of convenient weapons too that will automatically nullify everything that just shows up out of nowhere. I've noticed that was we have a blast shield down. Oh, don't worry, the Empire now has a super diamond blaster that'll get you right through everything.
Oh,
they didn't know about this before. This is new technology.
The casino scene. Very,
oh God,
it was garb. It was very prequel. I know they had to get as many cameos in there.
It was like the obligatory cantina scene now that they do, where they have to squeeze in as many different species as possible.
Yeah, I was waiting with the lounge singers that sing that Jabba the Hutt. But the new one from the George Lucas just put a Hami Gimme Gami.
Oh, yeah. That was terrible.
It was so bad.
It's like, so bad, dude.
That was really bad.
I didn't know how bad George Lucas did what he digitized everything when he added everything there, because I'm watching it and I remember how it was, and I'm watching and I'm like, oh,
what is this? You know, George Lucas named that genre of music jizz.
The band that plays in the
jizz music.
It's called history. Jizz. And the name of the band is
jazz.
What's the name of the band?
The Spunk Masters.
Well, there was the Cantina band, and then there was
there's a band.
Max
Figurin Dan and the Modal Nodes.
Oh, this is from
New Hope. That's from Cantina. Mos Eisley.
I thought it was just the Cantina band.
Oh, the dudes
you're talking about. You were trying to name the elephant dude, right?
Well, that was Max Rebo.
Yeah,
no, but the band, which is colloquially known as the Cantina Band,
Sice Noodles.
They're called Figurin' Dan and the Modal Nodes, and they play jizz.
What's the name of the chick with the little?
I kind
of
want a Fingering Dan movie now. I really want.
Yeah, I want to know
up to how they got the gig at the most.
Yeah, auditions.
I want some more
scum and villainy.
More everyman movies in the Star Wars universe. I want to go like total '90s indie with this here.
I want to know how many gigs they did to finally get that, make it to.
Or was that their first gig, maybe?
First gig, and then someone gets their arm cut off. Right.
Maybe that was open mic night.
Oh, shit. And then they turn into a Def Leppard type oboe band. The guy can play the oboe.
That was our saxophonist.
Yeah.
Just lost his arm.
I can do it, guys. I just need believe in yourself.
You're listening to Star Wars Talk on NPR.
We just talked about... before I get into NPR talk again, Benicio del Toro reprising his usual suspect stuttering guy into this. I appreciate that you try to bring another Puerto Rican into Star Wars.
Another Puerto Rican?
We already got one.
Oh, Jimmy Smits.
Jimmy Smits.
That's all you need, right?
I appreciate you, Benicio del Toro, but we already got Jimmy Smits in there. And what you did in that one, I have no idea what it is. And I don't understand how the Empire had Samsonite bags of money already lined up for you the second you betrayed these people. The movie we really want to see is Black BB-8 versus our white BB-8. That's the Star Wars movie.
We want the BB-8 ball.
We want BB-8s. We want the crazy 8s.
Mm-hmm.
Make it happen, J.J. Abrams.
Scored by the Black Eyed Peas. We want everything.
I want Clegane Bowl 2019, and I want BB-8 Bowl 2020.
I want them fighting on a bridge over lava.
Yes. And I don't want none of it. I don't even know if I want the lava thing, because then it's going to do that corny...
That's true.
Fall into the thing.
They do a...
No. I want the set. If you're really going to Star Wars up... I want the set from BattleBots.
BattleBots?
And throw the BB-8 and BB-9 or whatever the hell the other one is called. And let's get this going.
It's called a BB8E.
8E?
Yeah.
Oh, I can see the evil. Scene already
and
where
the E does stand for evil.
I can see the scene already where they charge each other and they hit so hard that their heads swap bodies.
That's actually really funny.
That would be amazing.
We can write this movie.
Yes. Let's fantastic. Write this BB-8 bowl.
So the head controls the body, so they're but the body has some control too, so they're fighting it, right. Oh man.
They're fighting their own heads.
That's really good.
Let's you know, to get this a little bit more, I guess, maybe sort of political stuff. Did you read the anti Star Wars rant from the right?
No.
Did you read the one from the left?
I did not read the one from
the
left.
Wait, what? Okay.
The right is is claiming how it's all just a bunch of anti-Trump propaganda.
Oh, and God. The left is claiming how it's a movie made by an entitled white guy who sidelined all the characters of color in the movie in favor of the white characters. So you can't please anyone.
Wow.
Right? Hashtag Star Wars hates POC. Look that up on Twitter.
Did the Black Caucus chime in with anything?
I think they were siding with
the left on that one. They're
just waiting for Black Panther.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's gonna be a holiday. Yeah. I think it's going to be a holiday.
That looks good.
I've had,
They should have had it on Martin Luther King Day.
Oh, my God.
That's when they should
have
done it.
Well, they pushed it up to February, so it would be during Black History
Month. It is Black History Month.
Yeah, but in the middle.
It's also
but in the
happens
middle
to be
February.
A Deadpool
right.
time period, too. So.
Black Panther, once you go black.
Yeah.
It's going to be, it's a national holiday right now, Black Panther coming out.
I can't.
It looks good.
It
looks amazing.
It looks good. That Thor movie was garbage. Injustice movie. I did see The Disaster Artist, which is a movie that we did. You weren't there at the...
That's El Chupa.
And we did El Chupa. We did a live... Did you ever see the movie The Room?
No. I saw bits and pieces of it. The worst movie ever made?
Yes.
Yeah.
We sat through the whole movie and we saw it.
Yep.
And then what they did was great. I can't come. At least I'm on a high right now in movies. You saw The Water, the Things of Water?
The Shape of Water.
The Shape of Water. Yeah.
Good movie?
According to his whiteboard, yeah.
Yeah, it's a pretty wild movie.
Okay.
Yeah. I saw it at the end scene. It was
and
good
that's
stuff.
That dude. That's that dude.
That's that dude, correct. 100%
yeah, Guillermo
correct.
Del Toro.
Yes.
No, I mean, Guillermo's always good.
It's very much...
Is it in Spanish? Is it in Spanish?
It is not, but...
How many eyeballs?
Yeah, how many eyeballs?
There are no eyball creatures, whoa. But...
Hand-high eyeball?
No hand-eyeball creatures, but there are still things in this movie that you would that will surprise you.
Okay.
If you're a fan of Pan's Labyrinth, then you'll like The Shape of Water. Okay. It's the same
who
type
isn't?
Of...
I like Del Toro in general. I mean, yeah. I enjoyed his Hellboys.
Yeah. I can't wait for this new Hellboy with the new guy from Stranger Things.
Oh, man, yeah.
Because he looks like a young Ron Perlman.
Yeah, he did a good job. They did a good job doing that up there.
That's a good thing. Congratulations
to
national champions.
National College Bowl champions.
University of Central Florida Golden Knights.
Undefeated.
13-0. What else do you want?
Defeated.
What else? Who?
That's when I think of people who should be my champion, it's the guy who hasn't lost.
They did it with a guy with one hand.
Yeah.
One hand, son. One hand and a nub,
mm-hmm.
and he was the best defensive player.
Apparently, there's other College Bowl games going on. It doesn't matter.
It's over.
It's obviously it's like the Pro Bowl.
Listen, first of all, nothing's better than Chick-fil-A.
Right.
And it's right there. Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. Uh-huh. Everybody likes peaches.
Who
right?
peaches? Right. It was very peachy. Keen.
Yeah.
Right. And there we go.
That's it. It's over. Auburn beat both Georgia and Alabama,
mm-hmm.
who are in the national championship.
So,
and
by
we beat by
the transitive property.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Does Dante Culpepper still play for them?
No, he's injured.
Oh,
yeah. Okay.
He's on the, him and Kevin Smith are on the bench.
Yeah.
Oh, I love Clarence.
I remember Kevin Smith. But yeah, that's it.
And then UCF is having the parade in Disney.
The national champion parade. The
national championship parade in Disney. And then it'll be followed by a traffic jam on East Colonial.
Fantastic. Make sure you are nowhere in Orlando on the road during that time.
The Walmart on East Colonial will always be packed.
Yes.
No matter what time you show up.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's 24. That's one of the worst places to go in Orlando.
I only go to the Brazilian Walmart on Turkey Lake.
Oh, those are nice.
How is it? Describe that.
It's 100% Brazilians from... 24 hours a day.
Really?
Yeah.
Are the announcements in
normal pants?
3 o'clock in the morning, there's a family of Brazilians buying 900 pieces of luggage.
So they can take all their stuff back that they bought at
they're going to the mall. They're going to the mall.
So then they sell it all down there at like inflated prices.
Yep.
It pays for the entire trip.
Yep.
Genius.
I don't know why you're so skeptical. Maybe they buy it to give it to the kids in the favelas.
No, that's the way it works.
Yeah.
That's the way it works. I mean, maybe they do buy an extra, because they can't afford to buy an extra luggage worth of stuff to give to the poor kids in the favelas, a.k.a. the population there, everyone. It's rough in Brazil.
Yeah. Big FU to Roto-Rooter.
How'd that go?
It, my pipes were clogged for 2 days.
I call Roto-Rooter.
It's an emergency thing. I have no toilets, no bath, no showers or anything like that.
Okay.
Everything's clogged up. Yeah, we'll send somebody there from 9 to 1.
Okay. And they got there at?
12:30.
All right.
I call. The guy's running a little late. 2 hours later. You okay, Ryan?
What was that? Did you play a...
No.
I heard a, like a car crash or something.
Are you having flashbacks?
Nobody heard that car screech?
No.
Okay. Anyway.
What?
Huh? I think the acid is starting to kick in.
That's possible. Oh, I did dose your... Wait, you brought the beers. How did that happen?
So, they pushed the appointment for 2 hours. So we're waiting 3 o'clock. I call again. We're next. They never showed up. I'm thinking we're screwed. I talked to a plumber that from Universal Studios until midnight last night. He was going to swing by the house. He was telling me, I learned a lot about pipes over the phone.
That's good.
I learned about terracotta pipes, clay pipes, PVC pipes, cast iron pipes. I don't want to have terracotta pipe. I don't know who the hell would have terracotta pipes.
Chinese emperors.
Do they?
Nice. Yeah, right.
So what did Super Mario tell you?
No, they just put a jetter and they just had to flush everything in there and we're back up to normal. $750.
Oh!
Woo! Take it in the chest, baby.
Lordy.
Good thing you got those Trump tax refunds coming your way, right,
thank
man?
Thank God.
You know, there you thank go. God. That'll help out.
Thank you, Mr. President.
That's it's a new definition of trickle down theory, right there.
Yeah, you know, it works that way. He passes the tax thing. It sucks being in that. You don't do plumbing. Yeah, you do plumbing, right?
I've done plumbing.
That's okay. I'll talk to you. I'll tell you the guy's name.
Everything above ground, nothing below ground.
Oh, nothing below?
No.
Okay. Yeah, this guy knew he was a savant. Like, he's asking me all questions. It's like, what kind of
the pipe whisperer?
Yeah, dude, it was crazy. I and I'm like, I felt bad because you know when people ask you a lot of questions and you just don't have an answer.
Right.
It's like, you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, I don't know what it means. It's like, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but just keep going. Though. Keep explaining it. I got you.
So you're going to come over? You're going to come over and fix it?
You're going to do this though, right? You're doing it, right?
So,
yeah. I know how that goes.
Oh, man. So we're back up and running.
There we go.
We're cool. Good. I'm done spending money. I just need somebody to fix my fence.
Me too.
You're in fence... thing.
I need someone to fix my neighbor's fence. It's technically his, so he's kind of taking his time. But I've got dogs, and I'm like, yeah, let's hurry this up.
I have that issue with my neighbor where I told him, like, listen, let's just go 50-50.
I told him. Yeah. I'm like, let's do this. We got that orange emergency mesh right now for the dogs.
You got the mesh?
Yeah, I got that orange mesh I bought. And that's the best I got for right now.
Great for property value.
Ryan, how's the house in Pennsylvania, that postcard you sent me?
Did you
find a butler yet?
We close on it 2nd of February. Speaking of fence, we're gonna have to shell out some scratch to fence in for the dogs.
Already?
Nobody has fences in Pennsylvania. Nobody.
No, you run free.
Yeah,
houses
on big lots.
It's an acre and a half.
Get the leashes. Get the fence leashes.
But then you have to bury it. You know, I don't know. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
You've got plenty of Amish to help you out there, though.
Yeah,
just hire them.
Yeah, they'll churn it up.
Just don't get into that mafia.
Yeah.
All the fences, most of the fences up there are like those Ford quotes. They're like those wood. Wood fence, like there's three, like the old, you know, like a old cattle ranch.
Okay,
fences.
Yeah, the old pickets. Like
there's, there's three logs basically.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's what most people have up there. It's
weird. Shit, you can do the scene from Legend and the Falls when that cow gets tangled up in the thing.
But guess what? The dog can jump through it.
Yeah.
So So then you have to put up a secondary thing.
Yeah, but
you
know, it's over get to that a
chicken
point.
Wire. Defense.
Yeah, chicken wire.
It's gonna get to a point where that dog doesn't have the hops that he used to. It's gonna get tangled up.
I got one giant black lab and one mini Australian
Don't
shepherd.
Be racist,
so
African American.
Yeah.
Right.
Black labs matter.
Black labs matter. I like it.
You got anything, Daniel?
Nah, I think we could put the wheels down on this one.
Ryan, you got anything you want to bring up?
What, is this it, or are we getting into are we getting into it?
There's no history today.
There's no history?
No, we talked
about it at the beginning. It's the Christmas break catch.
I just listened to all your podcasts. I Googled Dan History Podcast, and man, you got some hardcore listeners.
Yeah.
The best part about this, and Crespo calls it all the time, is that he does this with no notes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
that's
the thing
amazing.
Is that sure, yeah, he yeah. doesn't even go around the 1700s. No, he right. goes 17
March 4th, 1772, 7:30 p.m. And then it was raining.
And then he'll go 1732. I'm sorry, 1733. 1730.
Like, you know, I thought it was 1733, but I didn't want to say.
He does it so convincingly that nobody even bothers to check his facts.
Hey, that
I'm
a big believer in fake it till you make it. That's how I've been getting by for a long time. So if that's what you've been doing, Dan. Congrats.
I mean,
you
know,
he's got to convince.
Got to have confidence.
Yes, confidence. Yes.
I was sad because the first time I came, I didn't know that's what that was about.
I know.
Now I
really got to update him.
Now that you know, not sure you're ready
flipped,
for something.
We flipped the table on him.
I was wondering why you brought a notebook and a pencil and like you're ready to take notes and stuff.
He was ready.
Yeah, that's strange. You're going to take a quiz at the end.
He wanted to, like, he goes, I didn't know what the show was at first. And then he knew, and then bring him back. And we do the complete opposite of what the show is.
Well, I got to ask you something, because I did listen to Dan Carlin's Hardcore History.
Okay.
Until he started saying Genghis Khan. And
I say Genghis?
It's
always been Genghis.
Right.
It has always been Genghis.
Right.
And then all of a sudden he comes along and Genghis Khan, and he makes it a point to say it as many times as possible to irritate me as much as he can.
Right.
And I had to tap out. I was like, no more, no mas.
So how is it?
It depends where you're from. It really does.
I'm from America, and we say Genghis. We've always said Genghis.
Say Genghis. Chinggis Khan is a very...
Wait.
Chinggis Khan.
Chinggis?
Chinggis or Genghis Khan?
Chinggis.
Chinggis.
Or, Chinggis. Or, I thought it was
It's both.
Chinggis.
Ah,
Chinggis.
It's both.
Chinggis Khan is very... It's a Germanic way of saying it. It's more of a European...
It sounds racist.
Eastern Europe, Russian way of saying it. You'll get a few Brits who say it.
Yeah, if you're a retard, that's how you say it.
Yeah. Genghis is fine. It's Genghis is fine.
Mark that down. Screw you, Dan Carlin.
Yeah, Genghis is fine. It's not even his name anyway. Genghis. So
what's his name?
His name is Temujin.
Steve Temujin.
Yeah, Temujin is his real name.
Temujin?
Yeah, Genghis Khan is his title. It means great universal ruler.
Oh.
Yeah.
Word.
Well, I thought that was a Khan, because his son was Kublai Khan, right?
Khan means, chieftain, and Genghis meant universal chieftain, the Khan of Khans.
Okay.
Khan. The king of kings. So right. Kublai, it was Kublai Khan. Yeah, they don't, yeah. So Kublai is his actual name, his grandson.
Cobra Khan.
And his name Chaka was, Khan. Yeah, his name was Temujin.
Chaka Khan.
So, yeah. And then there was Shaka Khan.
Yeah.
Right. And Shaka Zulu.
Shaka Zulu. Yo, what do you know about
the
Shaka
Wu-Tang
Zulu?
Khan.
We can do. I'm waiting till February.
Rathacon.
I like how he shoehorned that one in. The Wu-Tang Khan. Yo.
Well, wait until February. We're going to do some African history.
Okay, because I remember growing up in Puerto Rico, they always played that the Shaka Zulu miniseries.
It's not as glorious as you think it's going to be. Kind of goes out like a bitch. But
yeah,
we'll talk
really?
About it.
Yeah.
Oh. We'll talk about it in February, though.
Black Panther Month.
Yeah, it's...
it's not Black History Month anymore, motherfucker.
Black Panther Month.
Black Panther. Sorry, mark that.
Let's just talk about any time white people die.
Strong on that one. Stupid grapefruit beer.
Mm-hmm.
It's delicious, though, isn't it?
Oh, it's horrible. I hate grapefruit beer. I'm more of a porter. A stout. Like a milk stout. Left-handed milk stout.
Right.
I like that J-Dubs Bell Cow chocolate porter. That's delicious. I know it sounds like I'm having a milk
chocolate drink. And yeah, I don't know if I just
it's great.
Try Boddington's beer? With nitrogen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
which one?
Well, if you get Boddington's, but you get it with a nitrogen widget,
like the Guinness cans have,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay.
Where it's got the ball when you open it up,
yeah,
it releases the pressure and it releases nitrogen into it.
No,
oh, it's so creamy.
Oh, what's it called? Bennington?
Boddington's.
Boddington.
Yeah. It's like comes in like the 4-pack of tall cans, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I got to check that out.
Yeah, you like that.
It's good English stuff.
I like it. I like a lot. Well, people, this is it.
We'll see you next episode, History of Professional Wrestling.
Yeah, we are going to be talking about some wrestling thing. Feel free to share this with everybody you know. Let's try and get a little thing going here in 2018.
We'd like a following.
Yeah, that'll be nice. We'll start doing some little giveaways and stuff like that, depending on the show topic that we do. Like, since today we spoke about nothing in reality, we're not giving away anything.
We'll give away some Audible books on history if you want.
Yeah, well, Dan will read you a book.
Yeah, I'll record something for you.
And record something. One chapter a month.
Yes.
But listen to our episodes in every single aspect of media out there. We're not on Spotify, right? Google Play, iTunes. Not yet, but working on it. Google Play, iTunes, Apple Podcasts. Follow our brethren on the wonderful... media, PFT. Follow us on Facebook. Wow, I say that so weird.
Facebook.
PFT Media on Facebook. Yep. All the shows that we have out there. New shows keep getting added on. Crespo works hard on that.
And Steve Etchie as well. Got a couple in the hopper for.
Cool. I'm excited.
Yeah, got a beer show. Got a show about a TV sitcom. It's gonna be a lot of fun.
Awesome.
The Twitter is the Devil's Deets. Feel free to email us at devilsinthedetailsshow@gmail.com. My name is Pedro Lima. You can follow me on Rican Gorilla at Yahoo. No, not that's my email address. But you can follow me on Rican Gorilla on Twitter.
All right.
Dan P Comedy on Twitter.
All right.
Ryan refuses to get on Twitter. Cinema you. Crespo Diso on Twitter.
Just Crespo Diso.
Oh, Crespo Diso.
Cinema Crespo Diso wouldn't fit.
Oh, it wouldn't?
Yeah.
No, one letter too long.
Oh, yeah. I thought that expanded it.
I created the name before.
Oh, really?
Crespo Diso.
There you go. Mm. So Crespo Diso on Twitter. Thank you for listening, guys.
Waiting on you, Beyonce.
Bitch.
Thank you. Good night. You've been terrific, really. Love you. Thank you for being so special tonight. And putting up with the rain. And putting up with us.
A PFT Media production.